T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe Judge met the media today, and you know the big story now that they fired Jason Garrett is, okay, who's the offensive coordinator? We all believe it's Freddie Kitchens. He's the only guy there that has the experience doing it, okay? So for some reason yesterday, because he's just douchey, he would not acknowledge that it's going to be Freddie Kitchens. And he's like, it's going to be collaborative. I don't know. We'll make a decision, whatever. So among other things, he's asked about it again today. And one of the things he said was, the reason I'm not announcing is I believe it gives us a competitive advantage. Mm-hmm. Memo to Joe, it doesn't. Okay, so we can stop that stupid conversation at the door. Announcing or not announcing who your offensive coordinator is for this week's game or games beyond that does not give you any advantage whatsoever over the other team.
It Especially doesn't. When everyone knows who's going to call the plays.
Right. Not just that. It's not you bring in 17 new offensive players. Everyone knows it's Freddie. Everyone knows what you do. And that's it. Okay? So, he thought, since he has this great job security because they got rid of the cancer yesterday that allegedly was Jason Garrett, it's time to flex my comedic muscles. This is unedited. And I'm saying that because we're not going to say a word during it. You have to hear this in its entirety, and it's literally 7 seconds, 5 seconds, the whole thing. And I want you to specifically pay attention to the very end of it. Because, again, this is not edited at all. Here we have, live at Gotham, the head coach of the New York Giants, Joe Judge, talking about his offensive coordinator and who the person's going to be.
I don't know. Maybe we'll just draw names. I'm not sure.
No.
Okay, that was so fast, I didn't even hear it. All right? He basically says,
maybe we'll draw names.
Maybe we'll draw names. Maybe we'll draw names.
Listen to that reaction. That was like me making the joke I made at Gotham when we were there.
That's like one of the worst sitcom laugh tracks I've ever heard. Maybe we'll draw names.
Wasn't even that funny. Did you see Joe initiating the laughs by laughing himself?
You took it right in my mouth. He starts to chuckle, and then they chuckle with him.
He's like, come on, laugh at me, man. Come on.
That's a guy that all of a sudden is really comfortable. That's a guy that probably met with John Mara, you know, offline, behind closed doors, and was given the full, unabridged confidence of the owner. We agree with you, Coach. You got rid of the bad egg here. You're good to go.
Yeah, but Craig.
Wow.
Let's say you're right about that. Let's say right before this press conference, he got out of a meeting with John Maron. John gave him a back massage and said, we love you. We believe you. Thank God we got rid of Jason Garrett. Well, what happens if they don't win football games? What happens if the offense is still inept?
Tell more jokes.
It ain't going to work.
Yeah, no, you tell that's more
why,
jokes.
That's why I get what you're saying, but he's not safe, dude. You can't hide from the mess that may continue.
Joe, you just lost 35-13 to the Eagles. Your thoughts on the game? Well, guys, listen. Kadarius Toney, a rabbi, and a cat walked into a bar. Okay?
Can you finish the joke? I was curious. A rabbi and a cat walk into a bar.
That's right. With Kadarius Toney.
With Kadarius Toney.
Young Joker. that guy ain't going nowhere. That guy is safe. He just flexes on safe muscles.
Since he's been here,
has he told a joke?
Yeah, but what does that
has
mean?
Has he tried to make people laugh?
He hasn't, for the most part.
He got the vote of confidence
I'll take the walk of the leap of faith that you're
Evan,
right.
You're mistaking. You're young, so I'm going to walk you. I'm going to explain what
I'm young and stupid,
you're
everybody.
You're stupid on this one. Here's the deal.
Go ahead.
There are two different types of votes of confidence.
Right.
There's the public vote of confidence, which I'm with you, don't mean a damn thing. Usually it's your death knell.
Right.
The private vote of confidence is a serious matter.
Yeah, but Matt Nagy probably got a private vote of confidence yesterday from the Bears.
We don't know.
If they finish 4-13, I don't care how many jokes Joe Judge makes. I don't care what John Mara told him on November 23rd. He's not safe, dude.
Danny Jones and Eli Manning went to the bathroom. Joe Judge ain't going nowhere, man. He's coming back for year three.
I think you want him back for
that
year three.
That just got locked. I'm not a Giant fan. Don't matter to me.
Yeah, but you have opinions on subjects of teams you don't root for.
I think if it's 4-13, he shouldn't be back.
Well, that's my point, though.
He's coming back.
I don't think life of me.
You said something yesterday.
What?
Which was kind of lost in the shuffle.
What did I say?
Which is probably right. You're probably right on.
Well, what did I say?
As much as the Giants are now very much like the Jets, they want to avoid being the Jets and having this constant head coach turnover.
100%.
And I agree with you on that.
That's why I think that John Mara right now, in this moment, let's say he agreed to come on the air. Let's say he said, you know what?
He may not even show up at the Michael Strahan celebration.
If John Mara had a lie detector test on him, I would agree with you that right now he probably wants to keep Joe Judge long term for a few reasons, one of which being the point I made yesterday, which is he doesn't want to fire another coach after 2 years. Of course, but sometimes decisions are made for you. Like Ben McAdoo being fired before year two is over is something no one saw coming. But the Eli situation was handled so badly. The team was so bad, Craig, it had to happen. I don't know what's going to occur over these last seven games, but you know deep down.
Yeah.
If things get worse, he gone.
I have in front of me Joe Judge's top jokes told to Giant reporters in the year and a half he's been here. Joke number one. Are you ready?
No, I'm
what very
ready.
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
What do you call a can opener that doesn't work?
A can't opener. Can't open.
I get
you. Because it doesn't work.
Thanks.
Joke number two from Joe Judge. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Why was the math teacher late to work?
Why?
She took the rhombus. Math joke. Joe Judge.
Yeah,
get it.
Huh? Yeah, I get it.
Joke number three from Joe Judge. Why can't you trust an atom? Because they make up everything. Yes, right there. The Giant Beat reporters thought it was funny. No?
They love it.
Final one. The Joe Judge top five jokes is told to Giant Beat reporters and their natural reaction. Are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
What do you call a hippie's wife?
What do you call a hippie's wife?
Yeah. Mississippi.
I didn't even get that one.
I don't know. It's on my list.
Mississippi.
Did not get that one?
Now I get it.
No?
Thank you for explaining it, Big Mac.
You didn't get that
one? Now I get it now.
No?
Now I do, yes.
Now you get it. Okay. What do you call a cow with two legs? Lean beef. Yes! Because it says it has to lean?
Yeah, I got it.
It's only got two legs.
I got you.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.